Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by Calaveras Unified School District Superintendent Mark Campbell. We're talking about a number of different topics facing education, specifically in Calaveras County. Calaveras Unified School District covers 10 schools in the county. Superintendent Campbell, next thing I want to ask you about is vaping. A couple weeks ago, we had Superintendent Mark Miller from Sonora High School on, was talking about vaping and the rise that he's seen in Sonora High School with about 50 cases this past year. You know, from in Calaveras County, are you seeing quite a few vaping cases as well?
So it's really two different situations where we know there's an increase in student use or student vaping. We have not seen a dramatic increase in students being caught on campus with that. We think that it could be a number of things. One, they're doing it before and after school, or they're that creative on campus. And so that's a huge concern. It's a huge frustration, not just because we want to punish the students. We don't. We just want to get them help. We want to intervene. So again, vaping, much like drug use itself, we don't believe that it's gone down. We're not seeing a market increase in our data, but we do believe that more students are using.
As education leader, what other types of drugs are you concerned about seeing students potentially use?
Yeah, marijuana would be the predominant one. And again, we think there are fewer students actually smoking on campus, but we think those who choose to indulge in that activity are doing it before school or after school, or being very creative. I think we have very proactive administration and staff at our schools, very alert. And I think a lot of the reasons why we do catch the ones we do, because we also have students who are concerned about each other, students who will see something and say something, and will reach out to adults to get adults involved so we can intervene.
Has to be kind of a challenging issue, you know, monitoring drug use and so forth. How does the district try to get ahead of that issue to try to help students?
Yeah, a lot, drug education, obviously, but I don't believe classroom education necessarily is going to cause someone to do something differently in terms of drug use. But I think it's planting the seeds of why it's a concern, why it's an issue, what the impacts are. I think it's just that culture, building the culture in relationships between adults and students, so that if we do see somebody going off the rails, so to speak, that we're able to intervene. It's having resources in place if students are caught at a lower level, you know, whether it's tobacco, it's vaping, that we can put them into a diversion program or hook them in with some counseling to kind of nip that in the bud, so, you know, if you will, so that we're able to get ahead of it. But also, if students are caught on campus, there has to be disciplinary consequences, you know, in order to maintain a safe and secure environment at school. But at the same time, not treating that student as a criminal, but treating that student as somebody who, when they come back to school, has needs that we have to address.
With tough budget times, you mentioned counseling. Is that one of those things that's hard to find resources for?
We work really well with our county, but also the county is really hurting as well economically. And so the ability for them to provide counseling has really been limited. We've made it a priority that we want to sustain our counseling staff. We're not adding counselors, unfortunately. Every school should have a counselor on site. We have counselors that are spread throughout, and we have some that are fixed at the high school, given the size of the high school. Trying to sustain that has been a priority so that we have as much as we can in the way of mental health services for our students, but that's been a huge challenge.
When it comes to drug use and so forth, like school resource officers, is that something that Calaveras has?
We have a school resource officer that's assigned to us by the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office. He also has the ability to serve our schools as a priority, but he also can get pulled away if there's a level of need. The Sheriff's Department's been fantastic at providing the law enforcement resources. They're also struggling financially as well. I know there's been conversations about a second school resource officer, because right now the one that we have covers our district, but also covers all the districts in the county. That's a huge geographic spread to cover. And they're more often than not putting out fires and being reactive to situations. We want them to be more proactive, to be in classrooms, to engage with students, again, at that lower level, and hopefully see law enforcement as a friend, as a support system, but also to intervene with students before behaviors or poor decisions, you know, become more of a pattern than they are.
That challenging money thing to do all the things that you like to do,
Absolutely, yeah. You know, the resources of time and money are finite, and for us more so than many, and that really limits what we're able to do. But again, maximizing it, not using it as an excuse, but really providing whatever we can to students, mm-hmm. maximizing what we have.
How about student suicides? Is that something you see much with the Calaveras Unified School District?
We've been very fortunate, honestly, knock on wood, in that we have not seen students follow through. We've seen an increase in terms of students with suicidal ideations. But again, friends or parents reaching out to us to get us involved proactively has been a phenomenal resource. We have not enough in place as a county and as a school district to effectively address all of our student mental health needs. But I do believe that with what we have, we have a lot of people that are very attuned and attentive. And again, it's building those relationships with students so that when that mindset comes about, that we're able to identify it early on. And I think that's been a huge reason why we've not seen the actual act of suicide, you know, come to be a significant issue for Calaveras Unified.
When it comes to state issues at the state capitol in Sacramento, is there anything that you're watching closely right now?
Any legislation that has to do with fair and full funding, I mean, you'll hear a lot of that coming out of Sacramento now, and that school districts need greater revenue. School districts need fair and adequate funding. And so when we talk about what fair funding means, that's going to be something. And there are a number of bills right now in the hopper that will address that will raise our base revenue with ongoing money. We don't need one-time money. We need ongoing money to address all the things we've been talking about today. So there are a number of bills in the pipeline. We're hoping to see some increase in revenue, ongoing revenue to help us address the issues, or at least a decrease, as we've seen from Governor Newsom, in our STIRS and PERS contributions, which has helped us to a degree just by reducing our ongoing annual contribution.
You know, we've touched on a number of topics on this weekend show. Any other challenges or items that you're keeping a close eye on right now when it comes to Calaveras Unified School District?
No, I think, and this kind of goes back to the social media thing, BJ, you know, there are a lot of people that put stuff out there on social media about Calaveras Unified, and I don't believe that we're unique, that they come across as if they're trying to solve a problem, but they're really putting out there just to create problems. You know, and there's that lack of calling the principal, calling the teacher, that face-to-face, let's work on this together. So I think it's kind of that common direction where social media has allowed people just to throw everything out there to see what sticks, and then the mass hordes jump in, and all this false information gets perpetuated out there. And so I think it's that lack of human connection. It's that lack of working together. It's parents and students disconnected from us that create more problems for us to address as opposed to working together with us. I think that has proven to be a more significant challenge in the last 4 or 5 years and that we continue to grapple with.
Do you see any change on that in the horizon? It seems like more and more people are on their devices and new social media networks and so forth.
I would love to believe that we could see a change in that. And we don't give up. And we'll chip away, you know, one parent, one group at a time. That seems to be a societal thing that obviously permeates institutions much larger than ours. But for Calaveras Unified, I think it's just trying to combat the evil with good information. It's just using social media, using all media and communications, and really advocating for that direct one-on-one face-to-face contact. Let's solve problems together. And if we disagree, that's okay. It's okay to disagree. Do it civilly, do it professionally, do it respectfully, but let's keep the focus on kids. Let's keep the focus on solutions, and let's remember why we're doing what we're doing. And if what we're saying online or otherwise isn't helping us to get to a better place, a better direction to a solution, then why are we engaging in that? And that's tremendous time that it takes, tremendous energy that it takes, but it's worthwhile.
Athletics with the Calaveras Unified School District. Are you still seeing quite a bit of students choosing to do athletics?
We are. We are seeing quite a few students, and we're still seeing a great deal of success. Even though as we get smaller, you know, it becomes much more challenging to compete against the schools in the Valley. We see tremendous success within our league. We're seeing more success in the postseason for many of our sports. We're not seeing a drop in the percentage of students participating, even though with the drop of overall students, we will see fewer students participating. We're not looking at making any cuts to athletics or whatsoever, because we know the value it has for kids.
You know, for a new student that's going to be coming to as a freshman next year, you know, what kind of advice would you have for them as they prepare to begin at the high school level?
Yeah, no, I could think of many things. I look at this from an administrative perspective, but also from a parental perspective. You know, my daughters went to Calaveras High School, and I think it's come in eyes wide open. It come in and work hard from day one. Don't take a day off. Come in and access all the resources, because between the clubs and the activities and the extracurricular sports, you know, all the fine arts programs that we offer, there are many things to get involved in. Don't go out as a senior and regret that you didn't get more involved. But also pay attention to what you want to do after high school. Don't think that you don't have to make a decision until you're a senior as to where you want to go or what you want to do, because Calaveras High School has a tremendous amount of resources, as does Gold Strike High School, a tremendous amount of resources to point you and prepare you for the direction that you want to take. And you have a tremendous amount of adults on that campus who really care about you as a student. Make, you know, build those relationships, access the resources, have fun. There's a tremendous amount of fun to be had. It's tremendously hard work. You should be able to do both.
Superintendent Campbell, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for coming in today.
Okay, thank you, BJ.
Again, we thank Superintendent Mark Campbell with the Calaveras Unified School District for being our guest on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Reminder, next week we'll hear from Michael Merrill, who is the superintendent at the Somerville Union High School District. And a reminder, if you missed any of this weekend's Mother Lode Views or past shows, you can find them archived in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll see you back next week with more Mother Lode Views.
You've been listening to Mother Lode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life for the Mother Lode. Mother Lode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.